Okay, this week's podcast. Wow, it's cold outside. It's like 40 degrees. And it's October. I think this first song was written sometime around October. This week's podcast is a quick summary of this week's member download CD, appropriately entitled Poems and Promiscuity. You have to listen to the whole CD to get the whole story, but it is true that I made up the stories in these songs. Or you can believe what you want. Especially this first one is even closer to the story that I made up. It's called You're Just My Size. Woman that I ever had seen. She ordered some vodka. She said, squeeze me a lime. Threw me some money, said, come see me sometime. Well, she was 5'3" and I was on the rise. I said, look at you, girl, you're just my size. Oh yeah, you're just my size. You got real skinny thighs. You got a real skinny waist. Come on, give me a taste. Why don't you ask me no questions, baby, or tell me no lies, because you're just my size. Oh, yeah. So we went out on the town, we're shooting pool in a bar. She was moving around, yeah, she was going too far. It was a couple of shots, 8 or 9 beers. I hadn't felt that way in about 9 or 10 years. One more cigarette, and when it was lit, I said, well, look at you, girl. Oh yeah, you're just my size. You got real skinny thighs. You got a real skinny waist. Come on and give me a taste. Why don't you ask me no questions, babe, or tell me no lies, because you're just my size. So we went back to her place. We had to sit on the floor. I looked into her eyes. I said, come on, baby, some more. She struggled with her will to survive, put up against her will to still be alive. When she finally gave in, she said, oops, look, surprise, we're holding each other, and you're just my size. Oh yeah, you're just my size. You got real skinny thighs. You got a real skinny waist. Come on, boy, you didn't give me a taste. Why don't you ask me no questions? She said, don't tell me no lies, because you're just my size. Oh yeah, you're just my size. Stop looking at all those other guys. You won't find any other tailor-made lover. You're gonna come to discover that this ain't no disguise. Oh babe, you're just my size. So having written that song and having had it so warmly accepted by the drunken stone people that I used to play to at that time, I entered into what is now commonly known as a relationship. And in every relationship, there comes a point, I think, wow, that's out of tune. There comes a point in every relationship where people usually have what is commonly known as the talk. And that's really, like, the worst thing for a relationship is to sit there and start to define it. So I thought I'd get out of that in my normal, cowardly manner by writing a song to have the talk. And I wrote this song, and I thought, wow, it's the best song I ever wrote. And I went over to this person's house, and I played this song. I said, what do you think of that? They said, I don't get it. I don't get it. What do you mean? Are we going to feed the piggies? See if you get it. What you gonna do when the rent comes due and you're on your own? How you gonna act when the deck is stacked and you're all alone? How you gonna shine my shoes? How you gonna play the blues? Or are you gonna stand there looking at me as if you've been refused? Or are we gonna feed the pigs? Feed the ducks and the geese and the kangaroo? What will I say when you're looking my way and I'm on the moon? What will I think when it's time to drink? Will I think too soon? Am I gonna break the glass? Am I gonna write the past? Or am I gonna stand there looking at you saying this won't last? Or are we gonna feed the pigs? Feed the ducks and the geese and the kangaroo. How we gonna find any peace of mind on the bedroom floor? Are we gonna make the same mistake that we made before? Are we gonna turn to stone? Are we gonna sweat and moan? Or are we gonna stand there looking at each other and then go home? Or are we gonna feed the pigs? Feed the ducks and the geese and the kangaroo? Are we gonna feed the lions? Are we gonna feed the bears? Are we gonna talk for hours, then ask who cares? Are we gonna feed the rabbits? Are we gonna feed the birds? Are we gonna feed a feeling too strong for words? Or are we gonna feed the pigs? Feed the ducks and the geese and the kangaroos? I think we're gonna feed the pigs. Feed the ducks and the geese and the kangaroo. Get it? Well, this song was also warmly received by my listening public. Nights on John Hart's porch. Anyway, didn't work. Turned out we weren't going to feed the piggies, nor the ducks, nor the geese, nor the kangaroos, and after a little while, she said to me, I really don't want you to start treating me like I'm your girlfriend. Which I thought we were long, long past that point, but like any red-blooded American male would do in a situation like that, I took it like a man, I walked away, and I got so drunk that they probably should have put me in an infirmary. Instead, they put me in an automobile, which I ran into a median, and I don't know. Eventually ended up having another conversation. This was not so much of a talk as it was a parting conversation with this person in my little duplex apartment. And she walked out the door. I proceeded to go into the bedroom and strip all my clothes off and try to pass out on the bed until I felt this cold breeze, and then realized that on a January evening at 3 o'clock in the morning, my front door was open. So I went out to shut the front door, tripped over a glass coffee table, fell into it, and shattered all the pieces of glass all over the hardwood floor there. So I jumped up on the couch before I cut my feet, as I was standing there with no clothes on and the front door wide open, up on the couch with millions of pieces of broken glass all over the floor, I came up with a song. It's called The Stupid Things That I Say. And I say some stupid ones. Well, out on an island of rainy day people, there's a small boy scratching his head. While up in the mountains, the goddess of passion is breathing, although she looks dead. The desert is filled with the ones that she's killed. The animals aren't being fed. Something else must be said. Friend, how are we gonna mend that broken glass? Super glue or a heavy plaster? The things we threw away are traveling much too fast. They ain't gonna stay. And if you have to be leaving oh so soon, won't you leave me an unblown up balloon? Just big enough to be filled with your perfume and the stupid things that I say. Planet full of destitute sailors, there's a strange girl counting her feet. I left her alone, said get out, you don't own any property here on this street. The craters are wide from the tears that I cried. The magnetic attraction is beat. No feeling could ever compete. How we gonna mend that broken glass? Super glue or a heavy plaster cast? The things we threw away are traveling much too fast. They ain't gonna stay. And if you have to be leaving oh so soon, won't you leave me an unblown up balloon? Big enough to be filled with your perfume and the stupid things that I say. Void of the viable future, there's a feeling dripping with fire, and it's turning the flowers and plants back into the selfless ash of desire. A carriage of pain is importing its grain through a traitor who sings in the choir. There's no love here for us to admire. Friend, how are we gonna mend that broken glass? Super glue or a heavy plaster cast? The things we threw away are traveling much too fast. They ain't gonna stay. And if you have to be leaving oh so soon, won't you leave me an unblown up balloon? Big enough to be filled with your perfume and the stupid things that I say. The things we threw away are traveling much too fast. They ain't gonna stay. If we have to be leaving oh so soon, won't you leave me an unblown up balloon and kindly close the door into this room? Oh, that's the stupid things that I say. And that is the story behind the songs on the CD called Poems and Promiscuity. And I'd like to say it ended there, but now this coming and going and leaving doors open and closing them went on for about another 3 years. Download the CD, you'll get other songs too racy to actually play here, like Sex, TV, and Rock and Roll, and Don't Fuck It Up with Love, and The Road Not Taken. Have a good week. My vacation is over. But maybe this podcast isn't. It's rained like the last 4 days in a row. Clouds moving in. Raindrops on the stream. I walked into an empty bar, couldn't find a seat. Faces in a thundercloud, and days move much too fast. 20,000 feet above you now, and life is overcast. That's also on that CD. Have a good week.